Here are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Tom McGarry, and big news coming out of Old Trafford on Sunday morning as the club have confirmed the departure of boss Ole Gunnar Solskjaer with immediate effect in the wake of Saturday's 4-1 defeat away to Watford in the Premier League, a result that leaves United 7th in the standings and a full 12 points behind league leaders Chelsea. The Red Devils have also won just 2 of their last 8 matches across all competitions. The club have confirmed it is with regret that former striker Solskjaer has departed. It brings to an end his near 3-year tenure at Old Trafford, which saw him win 91 of his 168 matches in charge. Michael Carrick has been placed in the temporary role as manager, and he will oversee Tuesday's Champions League away clash in Villarreal. It appears too early at this stage to have a full idea as to who are the leading candidates to succeed Solskjaer, but the likes of Leicester boss Brendan Rodgers and former Real Madrid manager Zinedine Zidane have recently been linked with the position. Speaking after Saturday's defeat to Watford, Solskjaer had vowed to continue fighting, and he believed he was the right man to turn United's fortunes around. Some of the travelling support at Vicarage Road had booed the Norwegian after the final whistle, and in response to that booing, United midfielder Bruno Fernandes had backed his manager and insisted that the players were instead to blame. That was a view reiterated by goalkeeper David De Gea, but he also admitted after the game that United's form was as bad as it's been for a long time. The Spaniard also labelled Saturday's performance as embarrassing and not acceptable. That's all for now. We'll have more later.